Flags have been lowered at Buckingham Palace in London, and condolences are pouring in after the palace announced a short time ago that Queen Elizabeth II has died at the age of 96. Her 70 years on the throne made her the longest ruling monarch in British history. NPR's Willem Marx is in London. And Willem, what is the palace saying today about the death of the Queen?
Well, in the short statement they released, Peter, they said that the Queen died peacefully at Balmoral this afternoon. That's this afternoon British time. Balmoral is her estate in Scotland, about 40 miles west of Aberdeen, where she's often spent 2 or 3 months every summer and where she spent much of this summer. The statement continued, "The King and the Queen Consort will remain at Balmoral this evening and will return to London tomorrow." The King, of course, now being Charles, and the Queen Consort, his wife, Camilla. What we know is that over the last couple of days, there have been a couple of statements from officials at Buckingham Palace about the Queen's health. There have been concerns about her mobility. And on Wednesday, just yesterday, she had actually withdrawn from a virtual meeting of something called the Privy Council, which is a group of her senior advisors, advised by her doctors to rest. Earlier today, at around lunchtime, UK time, there was a separate statement issued by the palace saying that they had recommended the medical team that she remain under supervision. And we knew that her four children were either en route or already with her, along with a couple of her grandchildren. And so much of the royal family, senior members of the royal family, have now arrived in Balmoral and been there immediately following her passing.
Most people in the Commonwealth knew only Elizabeth as Queen. So this will be a moment that people remember their entire lives. What tributes are pouring in? How is the public responding thus far?
Well, we've had crowds of people outside both Balmoral, where she's been, and of course Buckingham Palace, her official home, for much of the afternoon since some of these reports about ill health started to be made public. And of course, world leaders across the planet have been paying tribute both prior to and subsequent to her official death notice, with many of them saying that she had, as you mentioned there, been a source of stability for many people in the past few decades. Of course, it's extraordinary to think that, you know, she has been monarch in the UK over the course of 15 separate prime ministers, just to give people a sense of what that meant, starting with Winston Churchill back in the 1950s, of course. He was born in 1874, Peter. Liz Truss, who she just appointed formally 2 days ago, born in 1975, so spanning more than a century of prime ministers' births. And, of course, emotionally, the consequence of that is that despite tumult in the country's politics, she has been that form of stability for many British people who, of course, the vast majority have only ever known her as their monarch.
Unbelievable. Now, what will the coming days be like? A funeral and, of course, a transition of power.
Yes, we understand that she'll be lying in state at a palace briefly in Edinburgh before her body is then transported south from the Scottish capital to the English and British capital, London, via train. There will no doubt be many mourners alongside that rail track for that specially built train. And she will then lie in state in Buckingham Palace, surrounded by four members of a British Army regiment known as the Grenadier Guards. There will be a funeral. Detailed plans will be no doubt released soon. Years of planning behind that. Over the coming days, bells across the country will toll. Flags will be flown at half-mast, as you mentioned. And then, of course, her son, Prince Charles, after a period of time, will be formally proclaimed as Britain's new king.
Again, the news today, the Queen of England, Elizabeth II, has died at the age of 96. NPR correspondent Willem Marx, thank you so much.
Thank you, Peter.